Good morning. I'm Kyle Omler with the guru Chris Bellina, and you're listening to The Blitz. We are entering week 11. It's the home stretch of the fantasy football regular season.
Wow.
So it's time, obviously. It's going to be substantially easier to set your starting lineups, or should be, besides injuries and things that are going, because at this point, it's week 11. If they haven't done it by now, they're not going to, right?
Yeah, you know pretty much if you're in contention. The thing is, you know, always with fantasy football, especially redraft leagues, you have your elite team, a whole bunch of people in the middle vying for those playoff spots, and that really crappy team that the guy's kind of given up.
Yeah.
So you're probably one of those teams that are in the mix. You can't make any mistakes. So it's really important that you listen to some of our advice here, because right now you cannot. There's no more, well, we've got a long way to go. There's only a few more weeks left of the regular season.
Yeah, just like in the real NFL, you just got to get into the playoffs.
That's it.
You
can
pull
get in.
Yeah, you can pull a New York Giants and get in there and fly all the way in, or the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you
know, yeah.
They did.
Succeed. Yeah. So, you know, again, hopefully at this point, and we'll talk about it, you know, you've given up, you know, you're playing who's hot, not who you fell in love with or drafted high. And his first game, you know, is two people on different teams that are the perfect example. You can't really go with the brand name.
Yes. And our first game, Thursday night game, we're going to talk about is the Colts against the Titans.
Right.
Locker, done for the season. They have to bring in a brand new quarterback. And then if you look over on the other side, Trent Richardson, man, you can't play him. He's done.
Right.
He looks like he's carrying a load of bricks every time he gets the ball.
You know, and exactly what I told you. There's two running backs in this game who are brand names, went high in the draft, probably in the first round. In my case, I took Trent Richardson, number 3 overall. And they're borderline. I mean, unless you don't have any other option, you're not playing Trent Richardson. Donald Brown's a better option at this point. You hope he gets hurt, and that would increase the value of Trent Richardson maybe down the stretch. But right now, I'm looking at this team. I'm going to start with the Colts. Andrew Luck's a must start. Donald Brown's a must start, especially, you know, if you have a flex position. There's not a lot of productive running backs, and right now he's the play over Trent Richardson.
Decent PPR as well.
Well, right. You know, and that's the thing. If Trent Richardson's getting more points catching the ball and he can't catch anything, I mean, that's a problem. I just don't know what it is. I mean, I've watched him and he just looks slow. He doesn't.
Yep.
I mean, it's terrible. I would stay away from playing him unless you have no other option. And T.Y. Hilton is just going to plug along as anybody's fantasy number one wide receiver. He's probably going to finish this year because the injury with Reggie Wayne in the top 15, maybe even higher. He's a must start. On the other side, you know, Chris Johnson's right not that far behind Trent Richardson. He had that one blow-up game and has been pedestrian every other game this year. You know, I'm just... He's been a bigger disappointment year after year since his 2,000-yard season. Having Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, gives him a little bit better of a passer than Jake Locker, which may help Chris Johnson. But, you know, you're going to play Chris Johnson because he's that home run threat every time he catches the ball. But when was the last time he broke one, you know?
I can't tell you. I mean, I look at him and it's like, what did he do last week? Oh, yeah, nothing again. Every week I look at this, it's like, I saw nothing on him all week. What did he do? And I have to go back and I have to look and I have to see. And it's like, oh, yeah, no wonder I didn't know what he did, because he did do nothing.
Well, that's the thing. But you know what? I'll tell you, this year it's been the thinnest I've ever seen it running back. So it's almost like you're almost in a position, if you have Trent Richardson or you have Chris Johnson, you have no choice but to play him, because there aren't that series of running backs who've come out of nowhere and have been production. He had a week or two with Peyton Hillis. He had 1 week with Mike James, and he got hurt. He looked really good, by the way.
Right.
You know, what other running backs have come out? You know, nobody stepped up for Pittsburgh when they were when Bell was not playing. There hasn't been that unknown running back that's come out of nowhere to be productive. It's been mediocrity this year at the running back position, worst I've seen in probably a decade. So you know what you got, and that's going to hurt a lot of teams. You're stuck playing these guys like Richardson and Johnson.
We'll say, though, one of the guys in the next game we're going to talk about is Knowshon Moreno. He kind of came out of nowhere. Nobody expected him to do anything. He's not tearing it up, but he's doing better.
He started out really good. He's kind of calmed down a little bit. They're giving the ball a little bit to, you know, no pun intended, Monte Ball a little bit. But they're a throwing team. I think this week they're going to look to run the ball a little bit more, because a couple reasons. the Chiefs can get after you.
Right.
You got Peyton Manning's not 100%.
Yeah.
So this is the one game where Peyton Manning's going to have his pedestrian game, which means the whole slew of wide receivers are going to be underachievers. And I'll tell you, Wes Welker has been an underachiever all year, just like I said he would be in the beginning of the year in our rankings. I was not big on Wes Welker. I figured there was too many
there. Yeah.
And then Julius Thomas comes out of nowhere, which was where I thought Welker may have an impact, was those short to intermediate catches. Well, they don't need to get it to him. They got Thomas for that, Julius Thomas. So Welker is not a must start. He's a must sit. There's so many other wide receiver options that are better and viable options. I would, especially in this game, going against a tough defense, Manning not 100%. They're going to want to preserve him. You're going to play Manning. You're going to play Marino. You're going to play Demaryius Thomas, Welker, and Julius Thomas because they're brand names on a high-powered offense. You figure they can do it against anybody. But you set your expectations pretty low. And if you have a guy who has a better matchup, it wouldn't be crazy to sit any of those guys other than Peyton Manning.
Well, again, I'm going to keep pointing this out. Everybody hears me say this every week, but you pick Kansas City to go all the way and win the Super Bowl this year. I heard somebody on the radio the other day from one of the major broadcasters talking about how they're making a bold prediction that Kansas City was going to beat Denver this week. And I'm thinking, really? Come on. That's really bold. Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm sure everyone heard me talk about it. It's been their offense has been suspect at best. I mean, the last time they played before their bye week, they scored two touchdowns on defense, none on offense. That's the sign of a Super Bowl championship team that finds the way to win. Now, they've gone against some suspect teams. This is going to be a litmus test for them. Sort of, because Peyton Manning's not 100%. But as far as fantasy, you know, I think it's going to be a higher scoring game, or Alex Smith is going to have to do more. So I can see Alex Smith being a good option. If you had Tony Romo as your starter, he's on a bye week, you know, and Alex Smith's your backup, feel comfortable playing him. Jamaal Charles is probably a top five running back. I look for him to have a huge game. I look for a good game out of Dexter McCluster. He's starting to become more of an in the passing game. I know a couple podcasts a couple years ago were like, what is this team going to do? And that was the one thing I did say about the Chiefs. Andy Reid will find a way to use the talented Dexter McCluster, and he has. Said that early before the season even started. Now, Dwayne Bowe, off of an arrest.
Yeah.
These guys, I'll tell you, thuggery. But, is he going to come out ready to play, or is he going to basically just not be there? So he's not, at this time of year, going into this game, I was thinking Dwayne Bowe is a must start. After the arrest, he's a must sit.
I agree. And Manning has not fared well against any kind of defenses that have wanted to get right in his mug and challenge him. The Colts got in his face. They had a hard time. Jacksonville got in his face and had a hard time. So what's he going to do against, Derek Johnson and Dontari Poe and Houston? These guys are going to – they've seen it. They know what their defense is. They're going to get in his face, and I think that it's going to be a long day, especially since he's immobile with that injury. Going to be trouble. Speaking of great defenses, though, Carolina.
Well, that's Carolina. Another team. I mean, if you can get out of the – one thing that's always been part of the NFL, if you could put pressure on the quarterback, no matter how good that quarterback is, you could have a chance to win, and you have a chance to be good, and you have a chance to go far. And Carolina has a front four, probably one of the best in the league, and – they went into San Francisco and punched them in the mouth. Mm-hmm. And when they got up, they punched them in the mouth again. I mean, they really, I wasn't big on Kaepernick going into the year. Again, that's a game from last week. But tell you who I'm really big on this week is Cam Newton. Look for a ridiculous game. I figure I'm looking at Cam Newton to have top three week this week. Of all the quarterbacks, he's going to be in the top three.
Now, I want to hear why. Why is he?
Well, I think New England's offense is clicking. Okay,
right.
And with Gronkowski, the one thing that Brady can do is get rid of the ball, get rid of it quick. Okay,
yeah, they're getting healthy on New England.
They're getting healthy on offense. Aaron Dobson, who I said going into this year was going to be the top wide receiver of all rookies, you watch the second half he's going to have. Okay, look what he did against Pittsburgh. He's starting to be. I mean, they're not even dressing Kendall Tompkins. So That's how much they're big on Dobson. So you got the deep threat back. You got the middle of the field guy in Amendola. You got Gronkowski back 100% off of a bye week. So he can get the ball out quick.
Jay Vereen's coming back.
They got a stable of running backs. They could beat you in so many ways. They're going to score on Carolina, okay? The only way Carolina stays in this game is with Cam Newton. I see a lot of running. I see a lot of throwing. I could see a, 250-yard, three-touchdown, 50-yard rushing touchdown game out of Cam Newton, because I think the Patriots' offense is going to hit its stride off of a bye week, and you're going to start seeing some phenomenal numbers out of Brady. So those of you who are panicking with Brady, I think he's back. I mean, he was unbelievable against Pittsburgh. With the running back options, they're going to be wearing down defenses, and with Gronkowski back close to 100%, Dobson getting it, he's got probably the best group around him. Doesn't bode well for the running back. So I wouldn't play any of the running backs on New England. I wouldn't play Dobson or Amendola or Edelman. Only guy I'm playing who's a must start is Gronkowski and Brady.
Right.
It's gonna be all over. Brady may go 90 yards down the field and Bolden gets the touchdown. So it could be one of those games. But I see Brady getting, your 300 yards, 2 to 3 touchdowns. They're gonna score in the 30s. Regardless of how good this defense is, Brady is that type of quarterback. He knows he's got to get rid of the ball, and he's got people to do it. On Carolina, you're playing Cam Newton. You don't have one of the top five tight ends, Greg Olsen's a good play, for the second or third tier tight end, struggling lately. But, if you didn't run the D'Angelo Williams bandwagon the first 5 or 6 weeks, as we recommended, until Jonathan Stewart got back, now's not the time, and I'm staying away from that running back situation. I'm staying away from Steve Smith. I'm just playing Cam Newton with a possibility if you're desperate to play Greg Olsen.
And a Carolina defense, right?
Not
this week.
They're gonna get their share of pressures and sacks, but I think they're also gonna get scored upon.
Yeah, I can see that. New England's just getting healthy at the right time. They've hung in all season long. And now they can make their move and pull away from the Jets and the guys in their division here. And the Jets are going against Buffalo. Jets are this Jekyll and Hyde team that can't decide if they're a good team, if they're a bad team. They beat the Saints. They beat the top teams, and then they lose to these also run teams like, the Buffalo Bills, who are coming into town.
Yeah, I think the Buffalo really I thought this was a team that was
So did I.
Just going to start to get some traction.
Mm-hmm.
going against a team that was just demoralized the week before in Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh stopped Spiller. They stopped Fred Jackson. They stopped everybody.
The defense looked like the Steelers of old.
Well, right. I mean, there was a team that was playing defense on reputation alone. Well, they actually showed up. Again, rookie quarterback, but I felt Buffalo was hitting their stride. C.J. Spiller may be back. But they really regressed, and now they're going against a really good defense. Honestly, I'm not playing anybody on Buffalo. Well, nobody.
Even Spiller?
Not even Spiller. He's because not consistent enough. Yeah. He can't screw around this time of year. Chris Ivory's a better play. That guy's a beast junior. If they give him the ball, and again, I'm nervous about it because he had a really big game, and then he had a really crappy game, yes. And then he had a humongous game, and then he had a bye week. Is it going to be Bilal Powell? Is it going to be Chris Ivory? Tell you right now, if Chris Ivory gets 25 touches, he's getting you 100 yards, he's probably going to get you a touchdown in this game. So I'm putting Chris Ivory as a must start. I'm playing Chris Ivory, if you have him, over Trent Richardson.
That's
a no-brainer. I'm playing Chris Ivory. If you had DeMarco Murray on a bye, there's a nice guy who can go in and you won't miss a beat. Other than that, I'm not playing anyone else on the Jets. This is a fantasy wasteland. So I'm saying right now, the only guy in this game I'm playing is Chris Ivory.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, you can't
fantasy
start
wasteland.
This whole game is a pass. Move on to the next one.
A lot of three and outs.
Yeah, Baltimore. You're looking at Ray Rice. You said last week he's up for biggest disappointment of the year. He's got three touchdowns on the season. He's only averaging 2.5 yards a carry. Going against the Bears. The Bears defense isn't what it used to be, but it's better than that. They, of course, had Jay Cutler come back. Why did he come back so soon?
I don't know.
Now he's out again. Well, come on, man, get healthy.
McCown, he's a fantasy option. Well,
with those receivers and that running back, yeah.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. Heck, if you had Aaron Rodgers, you had, you know, again, Romo, or you could pick this guy up on waivers, or you got Flacco as your starter, or Matt Ryan as your starter. You know, these guys are just flopping. I don't know. In this game, I'd have no problem putting Josh McCown in there. A lot of fantasy starts in this game. I'm starting Matt Forte.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting Martellus Bennett. Alshon Jeffries is a must start. You know, that's a three. You know, Brandon Marshall is a beast. He's unbelievable, that guy.
Well, and so is Alshon Jeffrey, honestly. I've never seen a guy, like, pluck the ball out of the air. Yeah. I mean, it comes zipping to him, and he stops it. He just, like, it sticks to his hand. It's like Velcro. It just, bam, stops.
If you didn't see the uniform, he plays a lot like A.J. Green.
I couldn't believe some of the catches he made, honestly. It was like, what? How that ball was zipping in there, like 80 miles an hour, going out of bounds. Puck. I'm like, wow, that was pretty.
Yeah, they're a good offensive team, and I think, you know, if their defense could show up a little bit, the one thing they can do is they can cover. And, you know, if you know that, looking at the Ravens, this is another game. I'm not comfortable playing anybody on the Ravens. This is a lopsided fantasy value because everybody on the Bears I would play, I wouldn't play anybody on the Ravens. You're going to play Ray Rice because he's a brand name, but, oh, my God, has he been horrible this year. He's the second biggest bust in fantasy football.
Who's
behind
first?
Trent Richardson.
That's Trent Richardson. I gotcha. I was going to say, who's worse than that? Oh, yeah, Richardson. How can I forget about
Richardson,
that?
Spiller's not too far behind him. So
yeah, I don't think Spiller was drafted as high. That's the only thing that saved
him. Yeah, he's probably 6 to 10.
Right.
But Richardson and Rice, they're probably in the top 5.
Top 5, at least, both of them. Cincinnati going against the Browns. Always exciting in Ohio to watch these two teams play against each other. Andy Dalton throwing the ball a lot last time. Got some yardage, but he had those interceptions, those three interceptions that killed A.J. Green. He was on pace. He's going to have 100 yards anyways. He gets that nice garbage bomb.
Loved it. Saved my fantasy season.
Well, that guy totally hits it right up in the air. He looked like he was setting it in volleyball. Yeah. It was so crazy. So A.J. Green, even without that play, was going to have a good game anyway. At least 100 yards. He's consistent. He just needs to get in the end zone more. That's his only problem this year.
Well, in my fantasy league, your standard scoring redraft league, you know, 100 yard, you know, 10 point every 10 yards, no points per reception, you know, 6 points for a touchdown. We get a bonus of 3 points for every after 100 yards, another three at 150, another three at 200, another three at 2. That's how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
2 point conversion standard. A.J. Green and Calvin Johnson are tied as the top receiver.
Really?
Yeah. So. It's kind of holding true to form, as I said before the season started. I love patting myself on the back.
it's okay. Take the ones you can, right?
Yeah, because I'm missing on some too. I said A.J. Green's still going to have the best fantasy season of all the wide receivers.
Yeah, Cleveland's coming off a bye. They're going to be well rested.
I think A.J. Green's going to have a big game.
Really?
I think the problem with Andy Dalton is it's almost like he's trying to spread the ball around too much. Go to your bread and butter. Target him more. He'll make the catches. You know, Dalton's been struggling. I mean, you have Marvin Jones who stepped up. Sanu has actually been a little bit more productive since he's come back, taking away a little bit from Marvin Jones. But, you know, he's your bread and butter, A.J. Green. You got to feed him the ball. So I'm looking at this game. Andy Dalton's a cusp start. Again, if he's your backup and you have to play him, you know, you're going to get 17, 18, 20 points from him, maybe. But you're playing Giovanni Bernard. That guy's starting to hit his stride. Catching the ball, running the ball, he's getting touchdowns. You're going to play Marvin Jones or A.J. Green. And let's take a little step back from your Marvin Jones. Let's see if he starts to get in the mix. The last couple of games have been disappointing off of that huge game. I still think he's worthy of maybe a number three start, flex start, or if you go four deep, I'd play Marvin Jones. But must start your A.J. Green and Giovanni Bernard. And on the other side, I'm playing Cameron Jordan. I'm playing Josh Gordon. I'm not really playing anybody else.
Yeah, it's just Josh Gordon, you think up this rest, though. You think it's big game, little game, like over 100 yards and touchdown?
Yeah, I think it's 100 yards and a touchdown. I think they're going to be behind. I mean, again, you know, Cincinnati needs to win this game. They've lost two in a row.
Yeah, they do.
So they need to win this game because what they've done is they've made that division wide open. Okay, so even these 4-5 teams and Pittsburgh at 3-6 are in the mix because they're only two games. Pittsburgh still has to play them all. They all have to still play each other. So if Cleveland can pull off the upset, it is wide open.
Yeah, they could be in the driver's seat in that division. That would be something. Well, that would be amazing. A team that everybody just thought, well, they've traded Trent Richardson. They've given up the season. They're going to get the number one pick overall. And they're in the hunt to win their division.
That's why I think Cincinnati's going to go with Godwin. They're going to play strong defense. They're going to get some short fields. I think the real Jason Campbell's going to show up this week when he's under a ton of pressure. And, again, with the short fields means, you know, this is a chance for Dalton to have a big game, A.J. Green to have a big game. And I look for A.J. Green to have, 120, 140 yards, a couple touchdowns. Big game for him. But Josh Gordon, he may match it with, 100 yards and a touchdown.
Gotcha. Houston's going against Oakland. Houston, they've got Case Keenum running the show down there. Arian Foster, done for the season. Going to have Ben Tate back there. And Ben Tate's still kind of hobbling a little bit. But the one guy who's benefited is Andre Johnson. All of a sudden, he's catching touchdowns, rewarding his owners last week with another two touchdowns. And Terrell Pryor is starting to look like Terrell Pryor that we thought he was going to be. It's just not happening.
No. I mean, it's definitely, Andre Johnson, I mean, the benefit of having a quarterback, he probably only looks in his direction.
Yeah.
And throws the ball
to
him.
Andy Dalton, look what you should be doing, Andy Dalton.
Well, exactly. I mean, Andre Johnson's is a monster, big physical wide receiver. they know he's getting the ball. He still gets it. I mean, Case Keenum, that's his security blanket. He doesn't have Owen Daniels there. Ben Tate doesn't catch the ball out of the backfield like Arian Foster did. So he's going to feed, he's going to get the ball to Andre Johnson. He's a must start. And I think he's also been seeing some benefit from DeAndre Hopkins, showing some signs of life. I'm not saying he's a must start, but in a deeper league, or if you're desperate, he'd be a good number four at this point. On the other side, again, it's limited. I'm still, again, Ben Tate, he's a starter, so if you have him on your team and you're light at running back, I'd plug him in. Again, I would plug in him over Trent Richardson. I would play him
Ben
over
Ben Tate. You plug in Ben Tate over Richardson.
I would play Ben Tate
over
Richardson. I'd play Ben Tate over Ray Rice.
Yeah, I would too.
Only because he's going to get the ball 20 times.
He's going to get the carries, exactly.
He's going to get the goal line. Ben Tate's someone you have to have in your lineup. So right now I'm looking at Andre Johnson as Ben Tate as the only options this week for Houston. On the other side, McFadden's a risk. I'm not playing him. He's going to be, he's going to play. He's going to get re-injured. Again, it's hamstring and a running back is a bad combination. Terrell Pryor has been a disaster lately, which means all the wide receivers, Demaryius Moore, Streeter, they're useless. Rashard Jennings in McFadden's absence will get you 7 points, maybe, 70 yards. So if you're desperate for a running back, if all your guys are on a bye or hurt or whatever, play Rashad Jennings. But other than that, there's really no value on anybody on Oakland this week for fantasy.
Yeah, Jacksonville, they got a win. Yay. Well, whatever. So they're going to get. But now they're going to go against Arizona. Arizona's offense, if you saw them last year, Arizona was winning just on defense alone. Their offense is a little bit better this year, but they still have that defense. And now poor Jacksonville is going to come in and they're going to feel that wrath, I think. And the running game is pretty much split in Arizona now, right? I mean, you can't count on either one of those running backs, can you?
No, I think Ellington's a better play if you had to play one. But just to say, I'm not playing anybody in Jacksonville. We don't have to go in that direction. I'm not playing Maurice Jones-Drew. I'm not. Well, because of if you have him and you have no other option, you're going to play Drew only because there's so little running backs this year.
Yeah, he had one of his better games last week, and it was 77 combined yards and one touchdown.
Right. Because you have situations like Arizona, Mendenhall's not really a good play. Ellington is a better play, but, the day you think it's going to be Ellington, it may be Mendenhall. The day it may be Mendenhall, it's Ellington. And that's why guys are stuck playing Maurice Jones-Drew.
Right.
Or they're stuck playing Trent Richardson or Chris Johnson because nobody stepped up to be a consistent fantasy option this year. It's so split and inconsistent. That's the issue. It's okay when it used to be, you know, D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart. You knew you were going to get about 70, 80 yards and maybe a touchdown out of each one every week. Now, and that's fine. But now it's like 1 week it's Mendenhall, 1 week it's Ellington, 1 week it's – you don't know what you're, which one you're going to get. That's a big problem, and that really makes me hesitant to play a lot of these running backs in those situations and to recommend playing a Maurice Jones-Drew, who you know is going to get 20 carries. So I would say if I had to, Ellington's the play, and I'm sitting Mendenhall. I'm not playing Carson Palmer unless my quarterback's on a bye and he's my backup. Larry Fitzgerald, he's having a so-so year. I'm disappointed in Michael Floyd. I really thought he would have a breakout year this year. Shown some signs, but he only got one touchdown. I don't think he has 100 yards any game this year. This team looked like it was going to be an explosive offense, and it's sputtering.
Yeah, I think it all points back to Carson Palmer because he's got Fitz and he's got Floyd. He's got guys to catch the ball. So yeah. That means somebody's not throwing the ball.
He had guys in Oakland. He had McFadden. He had Streeter. He had Moore. He had Darius Haywood Bay. I just think Carson Palmer's gone the way of Boomer Esiason. Yeah. His arm is shot. He's just a worn, unproductive quarterback who's just, you know, riding his wave to retirement. I mean, that's a sad thing, and I feel bad for Larry Fitzgerald, but, you know, it is what it is. Absolutely. Maybe you'll see Ben Roethlisberger traded there.
I know. I can't believe those rumors.
No, boy.
I'm like, really? Now they're going to give up on, I don't know. I don't know what people are thinking and who starts these rumors or what's going on, but
they grow legs. But so it's a little bad. I mean, I'd play Fitzgerald on the brand name alone, and if you're stuck on having to play a running back and you have both, you handcuff the Cardinal running backs. Chances are you're on the cusp of not making the playoffs. But I would say Ellington's the play, not Mendenhall.
Absolutely. Okay, that's half the games already. We zipped through those, obviously.
Full of knowledge.
Yes. So we are done for this episode of The Blitz. Make sure you come back tomorrow. Listen to the second part of this, okay? For Chris Bellino, the Guru, I'm Kyle Omler, and this has been The Blitz. So goodbye.
Oh, I missed my goodbye. I was actually reading. Goodbye.